That was my Gemara Mishnah above. Hanaisein lechamosa. Somebody who gives his mother-in-law bread or cooked it to hold on to it for him. Ma'aser eshehu naisinla. Ve'eshehu naito mimena. Mipnei sheichashuda lachlof etamiskakum. He has to take off ma'aser from the food before giving it to his mother-in-law. And when he receives the food back from his mother-in-law, he has to take ma'aser from it again. And the Mishnah explains the reason is because the mother-in-law is suspect to switch food that has gone bad for her own food. And since she is suspected, she will switch it for her own food, maybe she'll end up eating the food that she was given herself. So therefore, you have to take ma'aser from the food before giving it to her, as you don't want your mother-in-law eating the food without having taken ma'aser from it. And when you receive food back from her, you also have to take off ma'aser, as maybe she switched it for her own food, and she hadn't taken ma'aser from her own food before she gave it to you. So therefore, you have to take ma'aser from the food again. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, right to Hebe Takanas Bita. Rabbi Hood is explaining the reason for the Tanakhama. Why is the mother-in-law suspect for switching the food that has gone bad for her own food? Because the mother-in-law wants the best for her daughter and is embarrassed from her son-in-law. She would be embarrassed to give bad food to her son-in-law, so therefore if the food went bad, she would switch it for her own food. Rabbi Yehuda, b'noisim l'chamoisa yishpiyat, she'ena chashuda l'hachliv. Rabbi Huda does admit that somebody who gives food to his mother-in-law during the year of Shviat, when he receives the food back from his mother-in-law, he doesn't have to be concerned that she switched it for food that had Kedusha Shviat. And the mother-in-law would not want that her daughter would eat food that had Kedusha Shviat. And even though the mother-in-law might switch the food for other food that the ma'aser wasn't taken from it, but Shviat is very chamor, very stringent. And therefore, the mother-in-law would not give back food that has Kedusha Shviyas. Second, my paradalad Mishnah ala pelokea peros mimisha eno neman alham maisra. Somebody who buys fruit from somebody who is not trusted regarding maisra. He bought the fruit from an amar, would not be believed to say that the maisras were taken from the fruit. The shachach la'asra, and the person who bought the fruit, forgot to take the maisra from the fruit before Shabbat. And on Shabbat, you're not allowed to take off ma'aser from the food. That's a gzera durabar. B'shoah lo b'Shabbat. And he went to the Amaret who he bought the fruit from. And he asked him on Shabbat whether he had taken the ma'aser from it. Yochal al pit. If the Amaret tells him that the ma'aser were taken out from it, he would be allowed to eat that ma'aser on Shabbat. And even though the Amaret is not trusted regarding ma'aser, and if he asked him during the week whether the ma'aser were taken from it, the Amaris would not be believed, that on Shabbos he would be believed. As Amarasim are afraid to do an Avera and to lie on Shabbos, so therefore, we can trust him if he said that the mice were taken from it. Chashcha Motzoi Shabbos, lo yocho achi asr. But even though the Amaris told him on Shabbos that the mice were taken from it, and he was allowed to eat the food on Shabbos, but on Motzoi Shabbos, he is no longer allowed to eat the food until he takes off the ma'aser from it. And even though we said that the Amaris is trusted on Shabbat to say the truth, and he told him on Shabbat that the ma'aser were taken from it, but once it's Motzei Shabbat, he no longer can eat the food. As the Chachamim only allowed you to trust the Amaris on Shabbat itself, but once Shabbat is over, he is no longer believed. And this svara, that an Amaris does not lie on Shabbat, is not such a clear svara. And there are some Amarasim that would lie even on Shabbos. But because of Oneg Shabbos, the Chacham allow you to trust him on Shabbos. But once it's Motzei Shabbos, you no longer can trust the Amaris, even though he told you on Shabbos that the Maisers were taken from him. Lo Matzo. Amar lo acher sheino nemena Maisers musarin hein. Ochlapit. If somebody bought fruit from an Amaris and forgot to take the Maisers from it before Shabbos, and he went to look for the Amaris who sold him the fruit on Shabbat and couldn't find the Amaris who sold him the fruit. But there was somebody else there who also is not trusted lenient ma'aser. A different Amaris was there. And that Amaris told him that the fruit that he bought from that Amaris, the ma'aser were taken from it already. He can trust that person as well. And he would be allowed to eat the fruit. As even though the person who told him that the ma'aser were taken from it was not the person who sold him the food, since it's Shabbat, the person wouldn't lie if he told him that he knows that the seller had taken the ma'aser from the fruit. he can trust him, and he can eat the fruit on Shabbos. But once it's Matzoi Shabbos, he no longer can eat the fruit until he takes off the Maaser from it. As only on Shabbos does the Chacham allow him to trust the Am Aretz because of Onim Shabbos. But once it's Matzoi Shabbos, he no longer can eat the fruit. Trumas Maaser Dmat, which fell back to the place that it was taken from. Somebody has Dmat, and they didn't. And you take off Maaser Rishon from the Dmat, you take off 10%, which is Maaser Rishon. And you're allowed to keep that Maaser Rishon for yourself, you don't have to give it to the Levi, since it's a Suffet. And from that Maaser Rishon, you have to take off Trumas Maaser. You're not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon until you take off 10% from the Maaser Rishon, which is called Trumas Maaser, and it is given to a Kohen. Now, if the person took off the Trumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon that he had taken from the Dmat, and the Trumas Maaser fell back into the Maaser Rishon, it got mixed in with the Maaser Rishon that it was taken from. And now all of the Maaser Rishon have a din of Truma. As the Truma is not batal in the Maaser Rishon. As Truma is only batal if you have 100 times connected to Truma, and in this case you only have 10 times connected to Truma. So therefore it is not batal, and all of it has a din of Truma. So now he can't eat all of it. And now he wants to ask the Am Aretz if the Am Aretz had taken off the Maaser Rishon before selling him to Dmat. At that which you have to take off the Maaser Rishon, and the Trumas Maaser is only Misafik, as maybe the Am Aretz himself didn't take off the Maaser. But if in truth the Am Aretz took off the Maaser Rishon before he sold it to you, so you wouldn't have to take off the Maaser Rishon. And even if he did take off the Maaser Rishon, it would not have a Shem Maaser. It wouldn't be considered Maaser at all, since the Maasers were already taken from it. So now that the Trumas Maaser has fallen in to the Maaser Rishon, making it all forbidden to you, you want to go back to the Am Aretz and see if the Am Aretz had taken off the Maaser from it yet. Because if he did, then you would be allowed to eat the Maaser Rishon, since the Maaser Rishon, the Trumas Maaser that you took off from the Dmai, would not be Maaser at all, since the Am Aretz had already taken off the Maaser. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Aymer Af Bechol Sholo Baruch Lo Apit. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri says, even during the week, you can ask the Am Aretz if he took off Maaser from the Dmai before he sold it to you. And if he said that he did, he would be allowed to eat the Maaser Rishon, even though the Trumas Maaser got mixed in with it. And even though normally an Am Aretz is not trusted to tell you that he took off the Maaser already from it, but in this case that you tell the Am Aretz that you had taken off the Trumas Maaser and it fell back in and got mixed in with the other fruits, the Am Aretz will be scared to lie to you. And the Am Aretz consider Truma to be very chomer, to be very stringent. As the Am Aretz takes off the Truma himself, we don't think that the Am Aretz didn't take off the Truma. It's only the Maaser that we don't think that he took off. And the Am Aretz is very careful regarding Truma. So therefore, when you tell him that Truma's Maaser got mixed in with other food, he'll be scared to lie to you. And if he tells you that he had already taken off the Maaser from it, you can trust him. And in that case, the Truma's Maaser that fell in with the rest of the food would be allowed to be eaten, as it's not considered Trumas Maaser at all, since the Maaser had already been taken off by the Am Aretz.